A community-led group in Milwaukee's Metcalf Park neighborhood wants to protect the residents most vulnerable to displacement. That's why local leaders and partners gathered to announce a housing solution for low-income families. WUWM's Eddie Morales tells us more.
Metcalf Park is a neighborhood in northwest Milwaukee. It's been called one of the poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods in the city. But at an event held last week, residents and leaders shared how they're reinvesting in the neighborhood through community-owned housing.
We're meeting the needs at all different levels and filling the gaps around taking blighted homes, rehabbing them, and restoring them if they're city-owned.
That's Melody McCurtis. She's the deputy director and lead organizer at Metcalf Park Community Bridges, a resident-led nonprofit that supports neighborhood investment and revitalization. We're standing outside of a restored home. Its new front porch and blue-colored siding is a stark contrast to the vacant and boarded-up home next door.
So even our house right now is sitting next to a privately owned development that's been sitting like that since 2019. Our community deserves to come outside and they see something beautiful. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about these private developments, but we can do something about the city foreclosures, and that's what we're working to do.
Metcalf Park Community Bridges started this work during the pandemic, when large households in the neighborhood suffered from a lack of space, poor living conditions, and frustrations with landlords. The organization's community-owned housing model is meant to help people become homeowners and keep low-income, long-term residents like Patrice Gransberry in Metcalf Park.
I'm just totally blessed that I was able to be in Metcalf because I never heard of a community trying to build homes to get low-income people into homes that they can afford.
Gransberry became a volunteer at Community Bridges shortly after moving to the neighborhood about 7 years ago. She needs a larger home for her family, who helps care for her. The housing initiative goes beyond providing affordable homes. Community Bridges is partnering with housing resource agencies to educate homeowners. Programs will provide them with resources for home repairs. McCurtis shares why a community-led solution is needed in Metcalf Park.
And we kept sending our community to different entities around housing, and those entities were not meeting their needs. One, they couldn't get banked. Two, they didn't have credit or their credit was shot. Three, a lot of the houses that was available could not, you know, house their family sizes.
Homes will cost $105,000. The program will use a lease-to-own structure. McCurtis explains what that means for new homeowners.
So after they're done paying that down, in 15 years or before, this home is there. They get the deed. It's their house. So they're paying onto their future, and they didn't have to go through a bank to do that. They didn't have to get denied or anything to do that. The community is the bank, essentially.
Community Bridges purchased the foreclosed homes for $1 each through the city's Mary 2.0 program. Through donations and partnerships with developers, including Keith Turner, 10 new homes are in development. Two families, including Gransberry's, will move into homes next month. Gransberry picked the siding, flooring, room colors, and more for her new home.
I also had a garden bed put in, so possibly start putting some food back there. Now they finna paint the porch, so I'm gonna pick what color the porch is gonna be also.
For Gransberry, being selected for this program is an opportunity for her to pay it forward.
I was one of those people on the list, and I wanted the community to keep growing to help other people, and I want to be there to help them also.
McCurtis closed out the event by leading a song and chant.
All right, everybody stand up. I'm gonna sing it. Y'all respond, okay?
Okay.
All right. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed.
She also shared an announcement. Community Bridges purchased a building last month that will provide the neighborhood with a community space, laundromat, cafe, and more. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Y'all got it now? All right, more energy.
Woke up this morning with my mind. Stay.